המוח והאיברים. The brain and the limbs. רבינו מביא פסוקים שמוכיחים, רבינו brings פסוקים which will prove to us שכל אחד מהאיברים החושיים שבפנים ותלויים במוח. Each one of the limbs in the face, the sense limbs, we said the ears, the nose, the mouth, and the eyes, they all depend on the brain. וזה לא שונה, so brain brings the Torah Chafalek. וזה בחינת ראש דברך האמת. This is the pasuk, ראש דברך אמת. וזה בחינת מוח, הנאמר אצל פה. Here we see that the mouth depends on the head. What do we see? Rosh Dvarcha. Rosh. Dvarcha is your words. Your words come out of where? Your mouth. Rosh Dvarcha emet. The Rosh and Dvarcha go together. So you see that it says in the pasuk that brain and mouth are set together. Also it says in the pasuk Reshit Chochmah Yirat Hashem. For Chochmah Yatav Yirat Hashem. It's what Moach, which it says regarding a nose. Because we said that nose is Yirat Shamayim. Because when they get angry, all kinds of things, nose. Yeah? And it says, Reshit, Chochmah, wisdom. Wisdom's in the head. For Chochmah, Yirat Hashem. See also together the nose and the head. Ze bechinat, Ochach lechacham, ve'yaveka. Rebuke the wise one, and he'll love you. This is the moach which is said regarding ears, udnim. Bechinat, shma divrei chachamim. Yeah, hochach lechacham ve'yaveka. Chacham is the wise man, he has a brain. Hochach lo ve'yaveka. Yeah, so you see the chokhmah, and he will listen to you. The chokham, the one who has a brain, will listen to you. He'll love you, he'll listen to what you have to say. וזה בחינת, ותפקחנה עיני שניהם, the eyes of both of them open. Right? So you see, ותפקחנה doesn't only mean open. Pikach is someone wise. Why doesn't the pasuk use their eyes open, niftechu? Why does it use pikach, niftechna? We're wise, because they became wise when their eyes opened. See again, eyes and wise go together, besides the fact they rhyme. והן הן שבעת הנרות. And these are the seven נרות. Yeah. כיפר ותרי נוג בחותמה. Because the mouth and the two slats of the nose, which are the nostrils. ותרי עין, עינים, and the two eyes, ותרי עונדים, and the two ears. הן בחינת שבעת הנרות. They're the aspect of the seven candles. ומנעת הדריש and the head. The menorah is the head itself. That's what we said before, the brain and the face of the menorah is the Shefa Eloki that a person will get. I call in an inu, regarding what we need to learn out of this, Shekol ha'itlavut ha'lev tluya begushat ha'moach, that all the excitement of the heart depends on the holiness and the pureness of one's brain. Which atluya b'shmira shel pitcha panim, and that if he wants to have a holy brain, it depends. He has to guard the seven openings of his face. Shekechol shezochei yoter lekadesh et shivat hanerot halalu, the more he merits to sanctify these seven candles, kach zochei lemuach yoter kadosh shefa eloki, then he merits a more holy brain to shefa eloki, like we said before, this intelligence that will come to him. ועל ידי זה זוכה להתלהבות הלב, and through this he merits excitement in the heart. ועל ידי זה נתהל הלב, and through this excitement in the heart, he merits that the heart becomes pure, like Rabbeinu brings in Torah 156, in this lashon. לב טהור ורע לאלוקים. כי מה שמדברים בינו לבין קונו, when a person speaks between him and his maker, הוא בחינת רוח הקודש, ודוד המלך, רוח הקודש. It's the aspect of רוח הקודש, כמה. ודוד המלך עליו השלום שהיה מעלתו גדולה מאוד and דוד המלך עליו השלום which his level was very very high ייסד מזה ספר תהילים he together from this ספר תהילים וכן כל אחד לפי בחינתו to Pinat Ruach HaKodesh. Each one according to his aspect is an aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. Moshe Katu, Lecha Amar Libi. Your heart told me. What does that mean? To you, my heart said. Moshe Pirat Shashi, Lecha Bishvicha Bishvichutcha, Amar Libi. שכל הדברים שהלב אומר הם דברי השם ברוך ממש ובחינת רוח הקודש. Anything the heart tells you is true. Person knows it. No one does like התבודדות. He knows what the heart talks. That's the Rav Arush always says, Hashem told me. Hashem מאיר בליבי, Hashem enlightened my heart. But it does not have התבודדות. What he says is true. וצריך לחדש תמיד. A person has to make new always, renew always. לבקש בכל פעם בתחנונים ודברי רצויים חדשים. To ask Hashem every time with תחנונים, pleadings, and new things, and new words of appeasing. ולזכות לזה, how would one marry that you have always new words and not saying the same thing? Hashem help me, Hashem help me, Hashem help me. Just also to have more words and be more full. You need Taharat HaLev. What's Taharat HaLev? Pureness of the heart. And how do you have Taharat HaLev? When your heart is Bo'er LaHashem Yitbarach. When your heart is inflamed, is excited to HaShem Yitbarach, then it pures the heart. And then when it pures your heart, you have more words to say. How do you make your heart excitement? You have to guard these seven openings. How do you guard them? You have to pray. So in the meantime, we don't have a lot of words. We just speak simply what we have. Hashem help me, God, as it helped me.
Learning Torah.
Huh?
Learning Torah.
Torah?
Words. And you bring attention to them. You can learn the empty words.
You can what?
Learning Torah. You can learn 8 hours, then you understand nothing. So you're not learning correct. You can learn half hour, you understand, just you go to the field.
You have a deep work to talk with Hashem.
Yeah. I call that a pureness of the heart. Kineged shnit lev nivar la avera ot avara. Because supposedly, when someone is excited and is burning to do an avera or a bad taiva, chas v'shalom, shemizeh nitmalei bo, this, by doing this, his heart gets contaminated. Neged zeh tzarich shnitlehev yivar libo l'Hashem yitbarach. So what does he have to do in order to fix it? You get the excitement to Hashem. Before you had an excitement not to Hashem, now you have to Hashem.
That's it, when I pray, by tzari.
There's a Shekhinah there. There's a Shekhinah. They pull the Diburim out of you. It's not even your Diburim, it's their Diburim. They clean it up.
Always.
Of course, I mean, that's not said.
But then it's not your own words.
Huh? It's your words, but it's their power.
Yeah, but
it's like when Abba was
back in the forest, let's say you go for 1 month to go only to cave. Then after 1 month, you go to the forest, now you stay there and you go
to the forest. Something special about going to the forest. The person gets more real with himself, and the cave is thinking you're not alone usually. Abba is also right that when you go up to where there's a field, where there's stuff growing, it helps you to pray. What's the thing you have a big mila? That for Yitbodedut, for going deep into yourself, to figure out, not just some prayer, but figure out what you have to do. And that's only when you're there alone, somewhere in the field. You know, you have a car? You have a car?
Yeah.
Here you go. To be Bal Yehuda. Not close to the Bedouins, because they're murderers. You go to the mountain there, and you're really alone. Really alone.
On the beach.
On the beach. Somewhere where you're really alone.
Did you see the grasses and the trees and the flowers? They're also dominating.
Yeah, that's all they do. And then when you're there, so you join them, and the prayers go up. Kaledei chalmut alev, alezi megaresh ruach atuma. It's through the excitement of the heart, the heat of the heart. Through this, you kick out the spirit of tuma, contamination. Yeah, kiteva esh v'garesh avir, because fire, everyone knows, burns up the oxygen, right? Everyone knows that? Right? There's no oxygen when there's fire. So the heat of the heart will burn out the spirit of contamination, because the spirit of contamination is a wind. It's oxygen. And the heat of the heart, the extent of the heart, is fire. Blow it away. Moshe Melech was dot, ki zeh sibat sheyoach nisfira srifa al yesh madikim ma shezorim lemala ela pilver avak srifa. That is explaining how a gun shoots. Because from the power of the fire, the air goes away. Everyone knows, right? What happens? How does a bullet shoot?
A
bullet, how does it shoot? There's inside, there's a
spark?
No. Inside, there's a. What's it called?
There's a primer in the charge. The
firing inside pin, the bullet.
The firing pin hits the primer. The primer explodes, igniting the charge, creating gas and explosion, and the bullet fires out.
But there's no oxygen inside the bullet? That creates the pressure?
There's a chemical reaction that creates gas.
But because there's oxygen in there.
There's oxygen
in
there. There's a chemical reaction.
Right, and that causes, because of the heat, right? It causes the pressure, the air wants to go out.
There's an explosion.
So it shoots out, and the kalia, the bullet, top part of the bullet, for
the round.
The round goes out, shoots. The other thing goes to the side. Never shattered that?
I think so.
Good for you. You ever shot a gun?
Yeah.
You shot a gun, you mind? You ever shot a gun? Europeans. You ever shot a gun?
Rifle.
You ever shot a gun?
Not a handgun.
Rifle?
Marine.
Marine?
Your army
does,
huh?
I'm gonna try to go for that. We were in the army, my friend, he wanted to get out of the army, of course, like fuck all of us. And in the training, he tells me he went to Rav Berland when he had off. Rav Berland told him, well, what's the problem? Shoot at a tree. So he said, Abdullah said, I have to do. He says, get me the bullets, I need the bullets, as he told me. So I was the one who was putting they told us to put exactly the amount, 9 bullets or something, in the, what's it called, the cannon? The
clip.
The clip. 9 bullets exactly, because that's how much we had to shoot. So I was filling them up. So one minute I filled them, I slipped them in my pocket. And then the evening I gave it to him. And I went to sleep. In the morning I heard that he. They told me that he shot the tree, and they came there and they told him what happened. He said, "What? I saw there were mechablim over there." He was patrolling. He was walking on the fence of the base. Yeah, terrorists. I saw terrorists. They put him in jail, but a little bit. The whole story, they also, 24 hours, whatever. Took him a few more months until he got up. Anyways. But there's a Italian born. Through this, his heart will be purified. Mosh Katub, kol davar shavo ba'esh, tavir ba'esh. Anything that came with fire, you have to purify through fire. That's what we say regarding tuma, right? Regarding trefa, something that's not kosher. The way you receive the heat, the tuma, that's how it has to get out. If it was just by cooking, it's enough to boil water in it and it will become kosher. If it was hotter than that, like an oven, you have to have a very high heat in order to kosher it. So also with our hearts, we had the amount of fire we had towards the Aveir, and that's the amount of fire we have to have in order to purify our hearts.
How much
fire we had in us towards the Aveira, that's the amount of fire we have to have in us towards Hashem in order to clear off the contamination of the Aveira. And then when he has a pure heart, he merits to speak every time Diburim Chadashim, new talks. Shu b'chinat Ruach HaKodesh, which is the aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. It's Hashem giving him the talks. V'zehu lev tahor b'ra l'elokim. That's what the pasuk says. Lev tahor b'ra l'elokim. Hashem, give me a pure heart, right? Create for me a pure heart. And then Ruach HaKodesh b'kirbi. Then Ruach Nachon, a correct spirit, renew inside me. Ruach is what, when you speak also, there's Ruach. Right? So a new spirit, new talks, give me in my mouth. She's kele chadesh diburim chadashim, which is the aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. And to come through this, to excitement, and to heat up towards Hashem, for one who serve Hashem. Adam shelo avet Hashem b'itlavut. A person who doesn't serve Hashem with itlavut, with excitement, his heart stays male betuma, full of tuma. ולכן הוא יכול לעבוד שנים אגב השנים, he could serve Hashem years. כל פעם נראה מחדש שלו עדיין נתום, and every time you will see again that his heart is completely black. That's why it's important to try to dive in somewhere in Breslin. Where they let you scream, it's excitement, even if you're not there. Scream also. Abenu says, if someone's not happy, what should he do? Do motions of happiness. Smile, dance, do stuff that people are happy to do. And through emotions, it will give a, it will influence your feeling.
Outside, external, influence the internal.
Yeah. It's also an avodat Hashem. Say, Amen, yeah, Ishmael, but really you're thinking, I don't want to be here. Right? Doesn't make a difference. I prefer davening in the shtibla. Right? But no. Right? If so, yeah, if someone really no excitement at all in serving Hashem, his heart is still tameh, he still loves all the bad loves, he still loves all the things which are prohibited. And all of this because he didn't merit yet to purify his heart. The only way to clear your heart from all the contaminations, Oved et Hashem b'itlavut, is only when he serves Hashem with excitement. But as a zochin, how do you merit to that? Guarding the seven openings. Guard the seven openings, get excitement, and then you get new words, Post Hashem, get new words, you get this Ruach HaKodesh, this past spirit that will come to your head, you'll get more excited. Kitzu, the point is, we'll get close to Hashem. So, Kitzu, have to guard the seven openings. כל אחד צריך להסים את הידיעה היסודית הזאת ריבו. Everyone has to put this fundamental knowledge in his heart. Put it to your heart. שמשהו מכניס למוח, what one enters his brain, נרשם ונחקח, it gets written and it gets engraved and never leaves. Whatever you have brought into your brain, it's there. A lot of giga there, huh? Giga, I don't know what
Kara.
What's that?
Terabytes.
Terabytes. It's a lot, right? 10
to the...
I don't know what that means. But the computers. The person's brain 16. Is more brilliant than, and more memory than the best computer in the world.
I mean, it just means how much it can hold. Isn't that what it means?
Yeah. How much knowledge could it hold? My father again. All the knowledge that one has in his brain, it goes through the seven candles of the menorah, which are the seven openings the person has in his head. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and the mouth. Oznaim, the ears. Kol ma shadam shomea, anything a person hears, muklat lo b'moach, is recorded in his brain. Lachen hu tzarich lishmor al atzmo, shelo yishma dvarim ra'im. Therefore, a person has to guard himself so he won't hear bad things. Lashon hara, dibulei peh, deot shel sheker, false deot, opinions, false opinions, the heavens, nonsense. Okay? Ki ze ma she'elo b'moach. That's what he's going to have in the brain. We asked the Rosh, if one hears a radio show, can we hear like the radio and stuff? He said, if the radio is saying on the paper, it says there, how many daf and gemara were learned in the yeshivas, how many this, how many, okay. Otherwise, no, you're not allowed to hear it. Why? Because it's heaven. Doesn't add more things to you to. If someone comes and tells you something, so Hashem wants you to hear it. You have to know what to do with it. But if Stam, now you're going to go and turn on the radio, you want to know what's going on in the world. And also, besides, you know that each radio station, they have an agenda. They're not, besides money, they have an agenda besides money. They want, it's called the.
Propaganda.
Propaganda, it's called? Okay, then when they want to influence the people from what they think, they tell the guy who works in the radio, the guy who speaks on the show, where they're up to. They're left and more right, they're more Sephardi, they're more Ashkenazi, they're more. That's how it works. Yeah? That's how it works. They do say certain things, they purposely don't say other things, because they want you to know only what they want to do. Okay? So they're influencing your brain. Whatever you hear, so it goes in. So it goes in, never gets erased.
Muhammad is Neshama.
Shema'achem.
Sometimes after a few years, after the like tired.
Tired after the
so, no, sometimes not tired, but you feel something.
Mutash, it's called. Mutash.
Like
drained out.
What?
Sometimes after he bothers with, he feels drained out, he says. Depends what type of work you did.
No,
if it's just prayer.
No, it's sometimes hard work.
If it's hard work, you can feel like drained.
Tired.
If it's hard work, sometimes you will feel tired.
That's the whole point.
Sometimes you feel
Ezra never feels tired. If you don't, they're doing hard enough work, Ezra.
I don't think it's, then it's not real. That's just what it is.
Why?
It's just what it is. It gives you energy and it purifies you. It doesn't make you tired now. If it's real, it's what it does. It's real. You're going to feel good afterwards. You're not going to feel great. I don't know. You're
no, I don't think so. It's not about happiness.
You're not telling me about happiness. You're telling me about just
what it is. Yeah, no, after. Of course, yeah, sometimes you have a good feel after happiness. Sometimes it's war. You give all your power, all your energy. After 1 hour, 1.5 hour, you feel.
Story from a pinker. I think it's
wrong.
Story from a pinker.
I tell you what Albanus says.
You give a lot, you concentrate a lot.
Yeah, I tell you what Albanus says. Albanus like this.
Maybe
you come Albanus like this. If you come out of it, bothered, upset, it was the wrong thing.
Okay, of course.
That's all Albanus says. You don't come out of it. You could come out of it tired. Come out of it exhausted. Sometimes you come out of it. Depends what you did. Sometimes you were flying. You were so connected to Hashem. Sometimes you had to deal with your things and think and this and it drains you out. It's a really good thing. That's not very bad.
Concentrate a lot. You go in. You're
as long as you come out of the bulletin happy, doesn't mean you have less energy. You have your energy.
The story from a pinker is there's a guy that he didn't have any children. So he said, I took him out to the middle of a field and he said, you know, Dobbin, I'll come back. He's in the middle of nowhere. He comes back half hour and said, okay, Dobbin. Looks at him and said, you didn't Dobbin. I'm coming back in an hour. Let me see Dobbin. He comes back and his eyes were red. He was broken. He was on the floor. He said, like, 9 months later, he had a child. So that's Dobbin. That's, you come back and you're like, oh yeah, Dobbin. Okay, I'm
to put so at the end you're tired. And you're,
Top.
Okay, after 6 hours, how do you feel?
6 hours?
Light.
You froze, but on the other hand, you feel inside as well.
Could be, you need the rest of it.
Wait 6 hours, you have to concentrate.
That's 6 hours of fire. Yeah, I feel tired a lot of times.
Of course, you lie in the heaven because if you to come back is painful.
I think that's why you're tired. Coming back to Earth.
Yes.
Top.